everybody, welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. The podcast that always chooses the blue Rock'em Sock'em robot whenever possible. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, Forrest Gump. The powerful and moving story of two men who develop a friendship while in prison. Oh wait, I'm sorry. That's not Forrest Gump, that's The Shawshank Redemption, the film that didn't win. Forrest Gump, let's see, which one was that? Oh yeah, that's the one with Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks, well, this is a weird, weird film. There's not a lot of things to compare it to, really. Forrest Gump is the story of a really slow guy, and I don't mean physically slow. In fact, physically, he's very fast. Mentally, he's the opposite of that. He's got a 75 IQ, and he can barely get into grade school. And somehow, against all odds, he manages to touch or be present at just about every important historical event of the latter half of the 20th century, and becomes apparently one of the most powerful influences on our generation, or the generation of the 60s and 70s and into the 80s. Why? I don't really know. And that is maybe my problem with the film. Let's start things off. Forrest Gump is played by Tom Hanks. And Tom Hanks does a very good job in this. The key, I think, to playing a role like this is that you need to give the character some dignity. And he certainly does that. It's not one of these things where he's kind of, you know, if you play it wrong, suddenly you're Adam Sandler or something. And that really wouldn't work in this film. It might work for Adam Sandler, but it's not going to work in Forrest Gump. So Tom Hanks goes into this with a lot of dignity for the character, and I think that works. It is a funny movie, so it's not all seriousness by any stretch of the imagination. But you still have to give the character some value within himself, and I think that old Tom does that. Now, the rest of the cast, you're looking at Robin Wright or Robin Wright Penn or whatever she was calling herself at the time. And she is, to her credit, much less annoying than she usually is, at least to me. She's one of those people that, for some reason, it's not that I dislike her. But every time I see her in a movie, or often when I've seen her in movies, it seems like she's playing a character who is supposed to be this just spectacular woman who is the love of somebody's life or the love of everybody's life, or, you know, this incredibly desirable woman. And that's fine. But if you're going to cast somebody like that, you need to cast somebody who really lights up the screen, in my opinion. And Robin Wright Penn, whatever, for me, has never really done that. She always seems a little stiff and wooden, and I don't really get, when you're looking at the movie, especially like Princess Bride and in this and stuff, you're looking at it and going, well, what, why is she the person that the main character or, several people are like chasing all the time? I don't get it. She should take lessons from Amy Adams or somebody who really can light up the screen. A still photograph of her would light up the screen. It has nothing to do with looks. It's just the way you present yourself. And so Robin Wright Penn is, she's less annoying than she has been in some other things, but I still don't really get why Forrest is interested in her, but I don't really understand why anybody else really is. And that's, that's just, I'm sure she's a wonderful person in real life. Let's leave it at that. Gary Sinise is in this. And for me, the real relationship in the film is Gary Sinise, his character, Lieutenant Dan, as Forrest calls him, because he met him in the army, although he's not in the army for most of the movie. And Forrest, they start off as, commanding officer and grunt. But And then they have a tumultuous relationship, I guess. But they really are, they really do develop a friendship. And for me, that's the heart and soul of this film. For me, it's kind of the movie that put Gary Sinise on the map. And when you see this, it's like, wow, you know, these two guys together in this movie are great. They're great together. You got a pretty good cast otherwise. Sally Field is in there. And Haley Joel Osment, the kid from, sees dead people. It's a pretty decent movie as far as casting. Now, the story really starts with Forrest. Like I say, he can't get into grade school. And yet he discovers, and everybody discovers, that he can run really, really fast. And this gets him a football scholarship. He finishes college against all odds. He, maybe fulfilling a stereotype about some colleges' football scholarships. He joins the army, goes off to Vietnam, saves some people's lives, goes on a world tour as a ping pong champion. Along the way, he meets... he meets Nixon, he meets Kennedy, he meets Lyndon Johnson, he meets John Lennon, he meets Dick Cavett. He's everywhere. And, and he invents the smiley face in the 70s accidentally. It's like everything he does turns to gold. And he also becomes the head of the Bubba Gump shrimp empire, which has somehow managed to become a real thing in real life. I don't know how that happens, but, you know, there it is. There's like Bubba Gump restaurants, or there used to be. I don't know if they're still around. Are they? You tell me. Anyway, what's the point of this film? That's the thing that bugs me. If I had to pick something. It's an entertaining movie. Don't get me wrong. It really is. It covers a lot of ground, and if you've grown up at all in any of these eras or near these eras, you're going to watch it and you're going to, oh yeah, I remember that, or I've seen that clip before, or whatever, and that's, it's pretty fascinating on that level, and it is funny and there is some good stuff in it, but it doesn't, and I thought this even the first time I saw it back when it came out, it doesn't have a point of view. It doesn't really, and movies don't have to have a point of view, but this one covers so much ground and is so epic with all these historic events. To me, it cries out to have a point of view. Like, if you only persevere, you can achieve anything. Or my gosh, you can just be a complete mope and good things will happen to you if you're a nice guy or whatever. All those things are kind of hinted at, but really it just comes down to, oh, here's a character, and let's just stick him in the story and have him meet a whole bunch of really famous people and have a lot of amazing things happen to him. That's the point of view of the film. And that's not a bad point of view, but it just seems like it's looking for something more. That's my critique, okay? This was directed by, what's his name? I can't believe I can't remember his name. He's directed Robert Zemeckis. Thank you very much, Robert Zemeckis. And this is back in the era before Robert Zemeckis started directing films about creepy, digitized people with paste on faces. This is back when he was actually doing some interesting stuff. And Forrest Gump falls into that category. This guy directed Back to the Future. And Car Wash, and he's, Death Becomes Her. He did a lot of cool stuff back in this era, and then he kind of got, weird. So this is from his good era, and I'm recommending this film. I'm not giving it the highest recommendation. I kind of went back and forth on this, because it is one that I would watch more than once, but not that often. Once every 10, 12 years is probably enough. Forrest Gump for most people. So, don't buy it, rent it. And then, in 10 or 12 years, there'll be a whole new format and you'll get you'll watch it in 3D beam directly into your skull or something like that. It's not worth having, on the shelf, in my opinion. So it's a rent it. And that's my review. Next week on the show. Next week is... Braveheart. Braveheart with Mel Gibson and Alan Ladd Jr. and lots of painted faces and fighting and macho manly men running around. And it should be interesting. I've never seen Braveheart, so I am kind of looking forward to that. It's one of those films that everybody knows about and everybody but me has seen. Until next week, I am Pete Pollock. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. Have a great week.